Good afternoon, Hilda Road, and welcome another informative snapshot of news from Hilda Road State School. My name is Yana.
And I'm Cora. Once again, we get to enlighten our listeners about an event a select group of our learners were fortunate enough to take part in last week.
That's right, Cora. Reader's Cup. Why do people need a cup to read?
Well, I certainly don't know, Yana. But rather than sitting here speculating about it and boring our listeners, let's throw it to our roving reporter, Alicia, who's been able to find out more for us about this mysteriously named event. Over to you, Alicia.
Thanks, Cora. I'm here with Mrs. Kimball, our teacher librarian. Mrs. Kimball, we are a bit confused. You don't really need a cup to read, do you?
Well, not really, although I do love a cup of tea when I'm reading, and I can recommend a nice blend of French Earl Grey personally. But aside from tea, the Reader's Cup is actually a big trophy and a literary competition run by the Queensland branch of the Children's Book Council of Australia. And our school is in the Brisbane Central competition, and we select five excellent readers who need to read five set books, and then they compete against other schools in the region, answering five quiz questions for the chance to win the really big Reader's Cup trophy.
Ah, that makes a lot more sense. And so how did our team go this year?
They performed incredibly well. They placed fifth out of 30 schools, which I was very proud of.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Kimball, for your informative contribution to our podcast this week. I'm also very fortunate to have some of our Reader's Cup team here with me, Jaden and Frim. Congratulations. Can you tell me about your experience at the competition?
It was a great experience, and I got to read lots of books that I haven't read before. Yes, team.
It was really exciting, but I was nervous, and we were amazing and beat lots of posh private schools.
Well, Hilda Road students, there's another great activity to look forward to being part of when you reach Year 6. Our school really does cater for the talents in all areas. That's all from me. It's back to you again at the Podcast Central.
Thanks, Alicia. We certainly do have a lot of fantastic opportunities to learn and grow, both inside and outside the classroom.
I think that ties in with what our team will be discussing in our next podcast. But to find out, you'll have to join us next week.
So, until then, that's it from us. I'm Yana.
And I'm Cora.
Good afternoon.